Experts in national security, intelligence, and public health today called for urgent steps to cope with the threat of biological warfare and new naturally occurring epidemics. In testimony before a Senate committee, one witness after another described why the threat is greater today than just 10 years ago, and they warned that all sectors of U.S. government and society are unprepared for germ warfare or massive epidemics. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The witnesses were called by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to talk about threats to the United States within its borders. Committee Chairman Joseph Biden, a Democrat from Delaware, said the hearings are especially important because of two developments.
There appears to be an overwhelming focus, I would subjectively characterize it as a myopic focus, on national missile defense by the Bush administration.
The other factor, Biden said, is the economy.
It was at least theoretically possible 18 months ago to meet all our defense needs, but because of the state of the economy and arguably some actions taken to reduce the surplus, that's no longer possible. So we have to now prioritize.
Biden asked the witnesses for guidance on bioterrorism. Two of them, former Senator Armed Services Committee Chairman Sam Nunn and former CIA Director James Woolsey, participated in a simulated attack on three American cities. Nunn says the simulation, dubbed Dark Winter, was eye-opening.
I determined from that experience that public health has become a national security issue and that we are unprepared. We came to realize too late that our country had not produced sufficient vaccine, had not prepared top officials to cope with this new type of security crisis, had not ensured that the public health infrastructure was adequate, had not educated the American people or developed strategies to constructively engage the media in educating the public about what was happening and what they could do to protect their families.
Former CIA Director James Woolsey told the committee that biological weapons are accessible and could be catastrophic.
Biological weapons, in terms of number of people killed, could match a nuclear attack. And in terms of simplicity, unfortunately, it is far simpler to work with biological agents than even chemicals in many cases. Often you don't need to smuggle anything. Anthrax grows in many cow pastures in the world, and much of the equipment that one would need to weaponize it is transportable. Some of it is a little more complex than that for, say, a microbrewery attached to a restaurant, which in fact the equipment rather resembles.
One of the concerns in trying to counter biological warfare is the possibility that new strains of disease may be developed, either accidentally or intentionally. D.A. Henderson of Johns Hopkins University was a leader in the worldwide conquest of smallpox.
If we have new organisms that appear, we want to be prepared immediately to move quickly to develop vaccines, to develop antibiotics, and so forth. We're not really prepared to move very quickly on that. In fact, right now we're using an influenza vaccine, which is 30 years old, and if we get a new strain today, it's going to take us 9 months before we can even deliver a new vaccine, and by that time the epidemic's over.
Henderson also warned that U.S. hospitals are understaffed and can barely cope with existing emergencies, much less casualties from biological warfare. He and the other witnesses called for an overhaul of the public health infrastructure and integrating public health officials into national planning for a bioterrorist attack. But such an initiative would require a substantial allocation of resources, and Congress and the administration already are fighting over what to cut in the face of shrinking revenues. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.